Hello, my name is Harold Bigham. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Psalms 119:127. How much do you love the Word of God? The psalmist spoke of the noble desire to love Scripture above gold, even refined gold. Do you love the Bible above monetary means and material possessions? Today, let us study about God's Word and our love for it. First today, notice that the Bible is our instruction manual. God speaks to us through His Word, and the Bible is God's revelation to man. Therefore, I must respect the authority of the Bible. Our love for God's Word is shown by how we respect it. The Bible contains the very mind of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Peter said, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." 2 Peter 1:21. We're taught from the Bible what God approves of and what He doesn't approve. The Bible tells us what God expects from us. The Bible is a bright, shining light guiding us in the way that God wants us to travel. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalms 119:105. The psalmist declares very beautifully, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." Psalms 119:130. We need nothing else for our authority. 2 Peter 1:3 says, "According as his divine power have given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that have called us to glory and virtue." Jude verse 3 says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Hebrews 1, beginning of verse 1, says, "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He hath made the worlds." But then also today, the Bible has user instructions. Therefore, I must handle correctly the Bible. Our love for God's Word is shown by how we handle it. We must rightly divide the truth in our study of the Bible. Paul says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." 2 Timothy 2:15. The idea that Paul speaks of is to handle correctly the Word of God. As we study and apply God's Word, we must keep Scripture in its proper context. Much harm and problems happens when a passage is taken out of its context. The devil is a master in abusing Scripture and taking Scripture out of its context. Genesis 3:4 reveals the craftiness of the serpent and how that he changed the very command of God by adding the word not, N-O-T. "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die." False doctrine, obeyed, cannot save us and will cause us to be eternally lost. Paul says those who teach false doctrine are to be a curse. "But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you, than that which we preach unto you, let him be a curse." Galatians 1:8. Matthew 7:15 says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves." As we study God's Word, we must also study in regard to the divisions of the Bible. The Bible is composed of the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament was written for learning, that we might learn great lessons of those before us. Romans 15:4 says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." However, in the Christian age, or period of time which we're now living in, we're governed by the New Testament. This began on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, and will be until time shall be no more. Hebrews 1, beginning of verse 1, "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he hath made the worlds." Paul says that we are to be a worker or laborer as we study and apply God's Word. We have a personal responsibility of studying the Bible. Let us be as the noble Bereans, who searched the Scriptures daily to see if what was being taught was correct. Acts 17:11 reveals, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so." We invite your questions and comments on this radio program. Peter states that we are to be ready to give an answer to every man that would ask us of the hope that is within us. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks of you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Jesus said that his words would judge us in the last day. "He that rejected me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." John 12:48. The words of Jesus are now written down in Scripture. But then finally today, the Bible provides encouragement, yet also provides warnings unto us. "Therefore I must listen and heed the Bible." Our love for God's Word is shown by how we listen and heed the Bible. The Bible helps us to overcome temptations. "Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Psalms 119, verse 11. Jesus replied again in Matthew chapter 4, "It is written," when he was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, in Matthew 4, verse 1 through 11. James speaks how that sin originates within us. He states that temptation leads to sin, which leads to death, if we give over to that temptation. "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." James 1:13-15. Paul reminds us that the consequences of sin is spiritual death. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. The Bible provides hope to those in Christ when they are hurting and grieving. The Thessalonian brethren were concerned about their loved ones who died in the Lord. They were afraid that they might not be resurrected. Paul assures them that the Lord would bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. "For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." 1 Thessalonians 4:14. Paul then said, "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." 1 Thessalonians 4:18. Scripture, therefore, can provide great comfort in times of our need. The Bible encourages us to prepare for the heavenly home. John 14, verse 1 beginning says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know." God desires none to be lost. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. The Bible warns us of the serious consequences of not obeying God's Word. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9 says, "In flame and fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power." Matthew 7:21 says, "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." John 8, verse 32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." My friend, God's plan reveals that after hearing the gospel, being taught that we are to have faith, Romans 10:17, Mark 16:15 and 16, this faith leads us to repent of our sins and to confess the good name of Christ as the only begotten Son of God, Luke 13:3 and 5, Romans 10:9 and 10. The final step of God's plan of salvation is scriptural baptism for the remission of our sins. Acts chapter 2 and in verse 38. We notice, therefore, that as we're baptized into Christ, that we're added to the Lord's church by the Lord Himself, Acts chapter 2, beginning of verse 42. We are then commanded to be faithful even until we die for the Lord, that we might go to heaven in the after while, Revelation 2 and in verse 10. My friend, how much do you love God's Word? May God bless you as you continue to read and study the Bible.